Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kayser-Beach said, the Ministry of Health has observed a gradual increase in the number of confirmed cases of leptospirosis, and health officials also continue to observe more cases of dengue fever than usual. She said, cases of dengue fever and leptospirosis will increase if persons do not take proper care of the environment.
Dengue is still not down to the pre-outbreak levels, meaning we're seeing more cases than normal, and we are also seeing cases of leptospirosis, and that's the disease spread by rats and dogs and so on. Typically, both diseases flourish or increase when we're not taking care of our surroundings in terms of overgrown bush, in terms of allowing water to collect in the case of the mosquitoes.
Dr. Kayser-Beach is appealing to Vincentians to dispose of their waste properly, and she also made an appeal for residents to play a greater role in reducing the population of mosquitoes, which spread dengue fever, and also rats, which spread leptospirosis.
We are appealing to persons to continue to be very aware of their surroundings, make sure you're clearing the overgrown bush and making sure that you're not allowing water to collect in plant pots and empty containers lying around the house and in the yard. And we also ask that, of course, that person still be aware of the fact that they should be using longer clothes if necessary, if possible, insect repellent if possible, and to be on the alert to know that if you get ill, you should seek care, whether it's calling your healthcare provider or going to your clinic, so that a diagnosis can be made and the appropriate treatment given early.
Dr. Kayser-Beach disclosed that some deaths have been recorded from leptospirosis within the last 6 months, and she encouraged persons with symptoms of the disease to seek medical attention early.
Leptospirosis affects the liver, and people might find that, okay, their body is aching and their urine is dark, the pee is darker than usual. Their skin or their eyes and their fingers, you know, the skin looks yellow. They might have a fever and a headache, feel weak, vomiting. And if they find they have all of those things, and even one of them, they should seek care, go to the healthcare provider. Leptospirosis, you need to be well hydrated, meaning your fluids, and we also have antimicrobials, meaning medication we can give to decrease the amount of the organism in your body and to help you recover. So it's definitely something that needs early treatment, though, because, as I said, it affects the liver, it can affect your kidneys, and so it can kill. And we have had persons dying from leptospirosis in the last 6 months.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kayser-Beach. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.